I'm Marilyn Mucci, and I'm the lead staff for the Visitor Center.
I'm Linda Slatt. I work for the Forest Service, and I co-manage the Visitor Center with Sally.
I'm Sally Dwyer. I'm the Executive Director of the Chamber of Commerce, and I co-manage the Visitor Center with Linda.
What does the Visitor Center do in the community?
Well, I feel that we're like the first line of, defense for our town, and also to spread the good word. Sometimes I'm the first person that people talk to when they call, and they want to know information about our town. Sometimes they just walk in the door. They don't know. They don't have a hotel room. Do you have B&Bs here? We have many questions on the phone. People that bought property, say, as an example, out at Frederick Point, but you couldn't drive to their property. And this one man a couple years ago, he thought he had to get excavators from Juneau to come down here. And so I was able, because of my local knowledge, able to say, no, you can call this person and this person, and this person has a barge, and they can bring the stuff out, and just stuff like that. So it's numerous things. It's not just hi, welcome our town. And
it's not just the visitor industry or tourism. It's also people maybe moving here, working here, or just need questions about the town.
Exactly. There's a lot of people are relocating, want to know information about rentals, and do we have malls?
Depends on your definition of the word mall is,
yeah.
I guess.
And then also it's like, will it be sunny in June? I'm like, well. Anyway, so there's just a lot of different things like that.
Marilyn, what do you see in terms of numbers through the visitor center as well as calls?
In 2007, we had like about 4,300 people, contacts with people, people that came through and everything. And in the next year, in 2008, we had 5,300. But then last year, last summer, it was 4,400. So we had a little spike there, but at least it didn't go down that much. And hopefully it won't this year. We've had a lot of inquiries. A lot of people have been calling or writing, emailing and saying, we are coming to Petersburg. We are coming there for 3 days. We're coming for 2 weeks. We're coming for a month. I'm like, wow.
Does it look like it's going to be busier this summer anyway? Or is the economy still taking its toll that way?
I'm hopeful. I feel like we're getting about the same amount, maybe a little bit more inquiries this year than last. So I'm hopeful that it won't drop below what we had last year.
You guys are looking for volunteers this year to staff the information counter?
Yeah, we are. We're hoping that, as in the past, someone will want to step up and come in and learn all about it and be an ambassador to Petersburg. For Petersburg, we're looking at someone that maybe has a pretty flexible schedule for two or three afternoons a week for about an hour. It would be basically to cover lunch hours. We don't have anyone that can step in, and we're looking for people in the community. We run a pretty slim budget, and we're hoping that it would be volunteers. We're just looking to see if you've ever thought you might want to be someone that meets and greets, and we're offering the opportunity. We would train you and make you feel comfortable.
A bunad is not required?
A bunad is not required. Neat, tidy attire.
In the summer, we are open 7 days a week, a half day on Sunday, but 8 hours a day, Monday through Saturday, early May through early September. So that's the key time when we really need volunteers down there. I know that there are a lot of people in the community that love to meet visitors, and this is the place to be if you like to see who's coming and visiting our town and share the local knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that visitors have always commented on about our center, is that whoever's in here at the time is friendly and very knowledgeable about the community, and also because we have the partnership with the Forest Service, the opportunities on the Tongass as well.
Actually, I think there's probably quite a few local people that haven't been in here. And they come in and they go, oh, I've never been in here. This is great. They're really impressed with how much we have to share with people that's free. And the stuff that is the maps that we have, they're really thrilled about that. And then just the different information around for people to look at that shows our town in such a positive light, you know, for visitors that come in. And then we also have all of the Alaska seafood marketing information here. So we have free recipes that people can have, and free cookbooks and posters. So a lot of the summer people have come in, and the posters we have of from ASME have gone all over the world.